Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, May 20th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us my friend Gideon Newell. Gideon is a member of the church, and he is a fifth grader at Shades Mountain Elementary School. Gideon, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Today we're going to be reading Exodus chapter 40, verse 17 through 38. So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year. When Moses set up the tabernacle, he put bases in the place, erected the flames, and inserted the crossbars, and set up the posts. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering over the tent, as the Lord commanded him. He took the tables of the covenant law and placed them in the ark, attached the poles to the ark, and put the atonement cover over it. Then he brought the ark into the tabernacle and hung the shielding curtain and shielded the ark of the covenant law, as the Lord commanded him. Moses placed the table in the tent of the meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain, and set out the bread on it before the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. He placed the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle, and set up the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. Moses placed the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the curtain, and burned a fragrant incense on it, as the Lord commanded him. Then he put up the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle. He set the altar of burnt offering near the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and offered on it burnt offerings and grain offerings, as the Lord commanded him. He placed the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it for washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons used it to wash their hands and their feet. They washed whenever they entered the tent of meeting or approached the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and altar and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard, and so Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and the fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the Israelites during their travels. So next, we're going to turn a few chapters to Psalm 144 of David. Praise to be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them? Mere mortals that you think of them. They are like a breath. Their days are like a fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of the foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10th-stringed lyre I will make music to you. To the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword, deliver me, rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons and their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars, carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, then by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed is the people of whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Now let's go even further to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions amongst you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it's not the Lord's Supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. For I received from the Lord that what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of the Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not finally be condemned to this world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions.
Thank you so much, Gideon, for joining the podcast. We've already had a ton of fun, and I can't wait to ask you a couple of questions. Tell me a little bit about your family.
My family consists, my main family are three other people, my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your parents. What are their names?
My parents' names are Donovan Jr., or Van, as most people call them. Then my mom is Sarah, without an H. They both are really kind and witty, and they always bring a bunch of joy to my life.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your brother.
My brother, he's 5 years old, and sometimes you can be a little annoying, but I guess that all brothers are, in a way. But still, he can be fun. He's rambunctious, but in a good way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Isaac.
Okay. Did you grow up all your life here in Birmingham?
Yes. I have been here since day one, and seeing as how things have been, I'll probably always be here.
Tell me about your school. Where do you go to elementary school?
I go to Shades Mountain Elementary School, or SMES as we call it. It is a relatively small school, about 300 kids, and it's a good school, nice teachers mostly, and and we sometimes have a good time, and...
What's your favorite subject?
Favorite subject is probably science when it's the good kind of science.
What is the good kind of science?
It's like, in my opinion, it's more like chemical science.
Because you like to have experiments
Yes, experiments.
What are some of your hobbies and interests?
Well, I really like video games and I play that stuff a lot. But I also am, I'm also really into animals. And I love to see like bunnies or anys, or especially me and my brother like to dig up worms and kind of explore a lot. And I have a hiking trait from my mom and my dad, and I love to hike too, and I'm starting to get into rock climbing.
Okay, tell me about a favorite vacation that you've had with your family.
Well, one of my favorite vacations is probably when I went around like 3 or 4 years ago. Almost my entire family, second cousins included, we went to Pigeon Forge, which has become an annual tradition, and we went there, And we just kind of stayed out in this ginormous log cabin. Like, it was the size of, like, two dump trucks. Not, like, four, really, or 12. It's hard to say to
really
scale.
Really big.
Yeah, really big. And we stayed about maybe, like, a week or maybe 5 days in it. And there's lots of things to explore. And it was a really fun time.
Mm-hmm. Gideon, I want to hear a little bit about your faith in Jesus. How is it that you decided to follow him, or what is that journey like?
Well, a long time ago, maybe like 5 years, maybe, whenever I went to sleep, my mom would pray for me, and I would ask her stuff like, what is it to become a Christian, or what it is it like being a Christian? And she told me all the stuff about getting baptized and asking the preacher. So the next church, I walked up to Dr. George Urch and I asked him, and he said, great. Another funny thing is that I was little, so I thought you would have to be baptized in order to be considered a Christian. Mm-hmm. But no, oh, you can just ask and he'll come into your life. So cut about maybe a year or so later, I'm standing in all the water and stuff, and I was told that he would hold on to like my eyes or my mouth for cover that stuff, and I would have to hold my nose or something like that. But then without me noticing, he just dunked me without holding on to anything, and so water got up my nose and my mouth, and I almost ran out of there. So I had to wipe my face on like my shirt. So, that was a fun experience.
What's your favorite book of the Bible?
My favorite book of the Bible might be around, like, mid-Genesis to the end of Exodus.
Okay.
Like, with Moses and Noah.
Tell me about something at church that you really enjoy.
Something that I enjoy is RAs, which after you would eat, you would go to around the gym and you would learn a bunch of stuff about Jesus and Christ, which I guess is basically the same thing. And I really like it. I get to spend time with my friends and do some fun stuff.
Thank you so much for your time and for getting out of school early to come join me to do this. Would you close our time together with prayer?
Of course, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the time here in order to do this podcast, and we can go to the church and meet all these people. Thank you for our food, and thank you for these houses and these churches that you can bless us, and we can bless you. We love to be in your presence, and we love you. Amen.